97.9 The Huey Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello, good morning. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, good morning. I'm doing great. We're in an unfortunate zone of trends where I have to say the name of a French scientist. I'm going to count on you to help me say this French name. I'm pretty sure Klein is pronounced both English and French similar in both languages.
Right.
But E-T-I-E-N-N-E, Etienne?
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 Yeah.
Sure.
Etienne.
The French scientist Etienne Klein has...
Etienne Klein.
Etienne Klein has been forced to apologize...
Like a money machine, but with an N.
An ATN.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's an easy pronunciation guide. We're learning French here on Trends,
man. Mais oui.
Expanding your mind. Anyway...
Also, I may be totally wrong, but with confidence...
Yeah, with confidence, we're just going to forge ahead into the future we're creating. French scientist Etienne Klein has been forced, more or less forced, to apologize after posting a alleged picture from the James Webb Telescope saying that it was a remarkable photo of Proxima Centauri. It was a red circle on Twitter. And it looks like a star. It looks like fire or something. It's pretty easy to believe, sure, that's a space picture. In point of fact, it was not. It was a thin slice of chorizo with some backlight that ATN specifically framed to look like a space picture and then posted it on Twitter. It is a masterful post.
That's kind of
funny. It is wonderful. I'm just going to show it to you so you can see the chorizo slice. It's a chorizo slice. If you just Google James Webb chorizo, I'm sure you will find it in zero time. You don't have to know any French names. And you know what? I liked the messaging here. The first tweet had like, look at this spectacular photo. Oh, man. And then an immediate follow-up. There was no waiting. This wasn't bait. An immediate follow-up just said, hey, just so you know, this is the slice of sausage. And I just want you to be careful what you consume on the internet. And that's a lesson that is worth teaching at all points, at all times. And it wasn't played for fame. It wasn't played to fool anybody. The next tweet in the thread published simultaneously said, that's a slice of chorizo.
Yeah.
And
yes,
that makes it a good post. I'm sorry that some people got upset. A lot of people are up in arms at poor ATN saying that this is disgraceful that a scientist would post this. And scientists are allowed to make scientist jokes, too. If I studied space science and I saw an obvious picture of chorizo, I would laugh. I don't study space science. I laughed at this.
I was with him more when it was a joke. But now that you've said he was trying to make a point about media consumption online, I'm like, there are slightly less jerky ways to do that.
Sure.
There are slightly less jerky
ways
to do that.
But you have to consider the situation and the position that ATN is in. I feel like the disclaimer there is necessary. You're not exactly allowed to expletive post as a verified on Twitter scientist,
yes,
is what I'm going to say.
Right, right.
It's worth it to have the bonus tweet that just says, hey, this is chorizo. Please be careful about what you believe. Much love.
There are ways to do that. Like, hey, be careful. Like, just one tweet that says, be careful what you see on the internet. Doesn't this piece of chorizo look just like a star?
See, but then I don't get to make my fun joke. I don't get to
right?
make my little jokes.
Yeah.
Well,
again, if it's a joke, then great. But it's not a joke. He's trying to make a point. And if he's trying to make a point...
Both.
There's a less jerky way of doing it.
It can be both a joke and a point.
I think you could.
You do
I
both think he, every day, Aaron Kay.
I think he can do better. Do better, ATN.
All right.
Also, he's probably upset because people just come up to him and start pushing his stomach and expecting money.
Oh, we're going to ATM jokes now. Regardless, I guess we can just take him back to script. We can do some punch up. We can figure out how to make that joke a little bit better.
Yes.
I fell pretty deep into an Ezra Miller rabbit hole, but
oh,
I don't
God.
Know how much we really need to do that on
Not
Trends.
At all.
Suffice to say, I didn't know anything about Ezra Miller, and now I know too much. So we're gonna move on.
Yeah, that's a real fine line to leap over, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
There's a very thin line between not knowing much about Ezra Miller and knowing way too much.
Yeah.
Very suddenly.
I saw stuff from a while ago, and then I ran across a story now where he's wearing body armor, and I was just like, oh, let's talk about strapped flesh, and then I read too much.
No.
So
yeah,
we're gonna move on to magnet fishing. Magnet fishing outside of Fort Stewart in Georgia. Some dudes took some magnets out into a body of water near Fort Stewart and cleared out a few 50 caliber ammo belts, a tank tracer round, and 86 rockets. Those 86 rockets were not pulled up individually, Mr. Keck. They were pulled up in a duffel bag with a Delta Airlines logo on it, which that lead is buried quite heavily.
Wow.
In the story. One of the only places that's publishing this for real is the Air Force Times, and what it mostly focuses on is you cannot magnet fish near military installations because there may be unexploded ordnance, as there was here,
right.
And you don't know what's going to blow up and what's not going to blow up, so really, this fine is for your safety. Please don't magnet fish. I would really like someone to explain the 86 rockets in a duffel bag that we toss into the river.
Look, the jet stream carried D.B. Cooper a long way.
Ha 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 ha!